This hour of Overdrive is delivered by Skip the Dishes. Skip the Dishes delivers the food you want from the restaurants you love. Place your order using the Skip the Dishes app or online at skipthedishes.com. It's time to get brutally honest.
So you think if me and you walk down the hallways of the ACC that you...
Of course not. You played for the team.
That's right, because nobody cares about you because you didn't play for the team. That's the whole point.
But that's not the point of the conversation.
You sucked at hockey. You couldn't
make
the NHL.
That's not the conversation of the story. Point.
This is Overdrive with Hayes, Noodles, and the O-Dog on TSN 1050.
Brian Colangelo, step aside. Brian Colangelo's wife... step aside.
Yeah.
Randy Lee, step aside. That's because we have a new bombshell out of Ottawa that we are going to talk about extensively this afternoon. What a story that was just posted no more than half an hour.
This is
no
explosive.
More than half an hour ago.
The only thing I could tweet out was the dumpster fire. Because
yeah.
That's what the Ottawa Senators
it just continued.
And you,
that.
You tweeted their regular season? Versus off season, and you thought the regular season was bad.
Absolutely. This is way worse. They finished second last in the league, and that was easier to endure, I would think, if you were a fan, than what is going on in Ottawa, where their assistant GM is being accused of, what are the accusations, of Randy Lee in Buffalo allegedly groping somebody.
Yeah, some harassment.
Harassment.
Physical, harassment. Let's just leave it at that.
And the draft is next week in Dallas. He's not going to be there for the opening round because he's got to be in court in Buffalo. So there's a good start. And now this bombshell courtesy of the Ottawa Citizen that Erik Karlsson and his wife Melinda have been in court and they are alleging that Mike Hoffman's fiance has been behind a campaign of harassment against them dating back to the fall of 2017. So she had been launching anonymous burner Twitter and Instagram accounts and leaving hundreds, if not thousands, of comments that are completely offside and outrageous.
Yeah, that's...
essentially saying that she hopes... Again, these are only allegations.
Allegations.
Innocent until proven guilty.
What I want to know, Brian, if your wife comes to you and says, I'm getting these messages, don't you have to say to her, we have to completely prove that this is the person that you think it is before we come up with any kind of court or...
Oh, yeah. This isn't... The
this
only
isn't
thing
like,
I can
this
say,
is serious stuff.
Yeah, there's not a chance from what Brian just read, it going back for a year into 2017... that they just woke up, whatever it was, yesterday or a couple days ago and said, we're going to file against that person. You have to do your due diligence. This is, because if they get it wrong, that's defamation of character. And then now we have to figure out how deep this goes. If it is the fiance, does Mike Hoffman know? Did he know about this? Did he, kind of like the Colangelo thing? It's
from that standpoint, so it's Colangelo 2.0. Now this is a
I can't
different...
see Mike Hoffman ever knowing about this and standing for it and saying, oh yeah, go ahead, fire that Instagram message out.
I personally agree with that you and I, we can get into this extensive. We got all afternoon.
I'm ready.
But I know. But think about it. Okay, so this is the world we live in now, 2018. It's no secret that, and it's been going on for 100 years, that if players' wives, girlfriends, fiancés, they have spats. I'll tell you a story that happened to me in 1992, 93, or whatever it was, 100 years ago. But the difference is, I was dating a girl at the time, and it was with one of the wives on the team. There was no Instagram. There was no Twitter.
No, there's all kinds of wise room spats where it's like, oh, you want this and I wanted that and you didn't get this and your kids and your family.
And this person said that. And
every time I dated a girl, I said, do me a favor. Do not go in that room. Seriously, it's poison. It's this bunch of rich girls running around and they want this and they want that. I said, please do me a favor and do not get caught up in that. If you want to come and watch me play hockey, you can do that. But that wise room, you're not my wife, and B, please do not go in there.
Well, those stories have been around pro sports for a long time. That's... about relationships between the wives and the girlfriends.
It's just a...
But this is on a very different level. Because it's one thing to be petty. It's one thing to not like somebody or for whatever reason look down upon somebody because of your husband's status on the team or their boyfriend's status on the team or whatever the reasoning may be behind it.
Right.
What is happening here is this is in the court of law now. So the Carlsons have taken this to the courts in Ottawa and have applied for a peace bond, which is essentially a restraining order. And Monica Carrick is the name of Mike Hoffman's fiance. And they're from the Kitchener area. I think she's from Waterloo. Hoffman's from Kitchener. And these are the allegations. Okay, let me read a couple of these quotes. Okay. And then we'll get to what Hoffman has recently stated in return, because he's got to get out in front of this too.
Absolutely.
This is career-threatening news for Mike Hoffman. We just went through it with Brian Colangelo. Exactly.
Before you get into the quotes, I will say this. Eric Carlson, Ottawa fans, you'll never see him again. He's gone.
Okay, we'll get to that, because there's a lot of different layers to it. But let me just read the allegations here, okay? This is from Melinda Carlson in a sworn statement to the court. Quote, Monica Carrick, the fiancée of Mike Hoffman, has uttered numerous statements wishing my unborn child dead. Let's not forget, she gave birth to a stillborn child.
Yes, yes.
And obviously, just a crushing scenario for the Carlsons, and one that the whole hockey community felt and was just remarkably remorseful of their whole scenario and their whole situation. It continues, this statement in court. She also uttered that she wished I was dead and that someone should take out my husband's legs to end his career. Monica Carrick has posted over 1,000 negative and derogatory statements about me. So they have concluded that this is who it is. It's Hoffman's fiance that's behind us, these anonymous accounts that allegedly are claiming that she wanted Carlson's wife dead and she was taking shots about the newborn being stillborn and Carlson's career coming to an end. Now, to be fair to Mike Hoffman, I should read his statement that was just released. So this just came out. This is recently updated, courtesy of the Ottawa Citizen. This is from Mike Hoffman. Quote, there's a 150% chance that my fiance Monica and I are not involved in any of the accusations that have been pursued that are coming our way. We totally understand there's no place for cyberbullying. We've offered to cooperate and do anything it takes to find out who is doing this and support the Carlsons. Obviously, this is a tough time that they're going through, and we want to find out who is doing this because for some reason it's coming into our court and it's 150% that it's not us. We have nothing to hide. We're willing to cooperate in any way to solve this and figure it out and provide or prove that it wasn't us, end quote. So
he's denying it 150%.
Brian Colangelo.
Very simple. Hand in the phones. Let's see what you got.
But, I mean, here's the thing. It's not even the phones. She could have bought they could have bought a burner computer and gone to a Starbucks and used that as
That's not the way it happens. So if you're dumb enough to do this,
You're using your cell phone.
This isn't some international crime syndicate where they've got it all figured out.
Jason Bourne in Europe.
I understand.
Whoever
that, but
it is,
I'm just saying,
they're probably dumb enough and stupid enough and ignorant enough to think that they'd never get caught.
I agree. Hand in the phones. They can trace the IP. They can trace what internet provider it was used with. Like these IT people, that's what they do for a living. They sniff out garbage like this. So part of me, because I'm around that team so much, like my heart breaks for that organization, because if it was just one thing, this has just been, and I was telling Brian off air, it's not the same, but was it 3 or 4 years ago where the Leafs went through this, just there was like 10 things that happened.
Tire fire.
And it was story after story, and you're like, okay, here we go. Like now it's Salute Gate. It's this. It's the Bernier, Gandhi reference. Like there was just so many, but this.
Nelson Mandela.
But there's so many different storylines that year. This is completely different times five.
Like
outside
this,
the
yeah. This is so, like, if it's proven that it's Hoffman, that Hoffman knew about it or was involved in any way, I think he's done. I think he's blacklisted from the NHL.
I agree. Go on. Like, he's got to be careful here, because he has to have an honest conversation with his fiance, and say, look, you have to tell me right now, did you do this or not? Because
Yeah,
I'm no sure. more job, like no more work. No one's gonna.
I don't think that's hyperbole. I think blacklisted from the NHL. How can you possibly
show your face?
Show
in a
your face
room?
In the NHL again in any room? Imagine he gets dealt, and the guy shows up, and he stays with his fiance, and they show up to a new room and a right. new rink.
Everyone's
going
to say, "I don't want to talk to this guy. And I don't want my wife or girlfriend talking to this guy."
Exactly, right. He's a parasite if it's true.
Right.
Immediately a parasite.
I agree.
If he knew about it,
I personally
or was
don't
involved.
Think though, for some reason, it wouldn't end his career. I don't. I think there would be a team that would take him. I think he's a great player.
And he is getting invited to zero team parties. Zero.
Well, that's what it is, and there would be boundaries.
And no sport talks about culture and the importance of bonding like hockey.
And
does.
This guy, if I was this guy, and it's not really fair to him because if somebody just comes up with a bullcrap story about you and you have to prove your innocence, I would just say to him, or. If I'm him, I'm just like, I want to do anything to prove to the people that I did not do this. Get your own investigator. But I don't even know how you do that. But
I don't know either. I mean,
it's like one of those things where it doesn't matter if he didn't do it or did do it. It's like he's just got this black mark on him.
You
now.
Know why? It's because in today's world, you're guilty until proven innocent. Because
Absolutely.
Of the court of public opinion. This is on Twitter. People are outraged. Regardless if he gets cleared or not, people will always associate with that.
There's a part of me that thinks, Jamie, that Erik Karlsson, he's kind of this loose guy. He does whatever he wants. But he's got to be a pretty smart guy where he has to tell his wife, if you're going to come out with this, you better know for damn sure.
Yeah. You're right, though. You're right, but
like,
I mean,
wouldn't you say to your significant other, like, if you're going to do this and bring me into it, you better damn well know that this is the person, because we're not going through this garbage for not
and like, making it public too. Exactly, because a lot, as we all know, a lot of things get sorted out behind closed doors in pro sports until it gets brought public. This was brought public with a claim and a lawsuit.
Yeah, once it's filed in court,
when it's filed,
then
like
it's
this
public
is public.
Knowledge.
This is public knowledge. This isn't a fight in the dressing room that people are trying to clean up. Like where fists, you know, we've been involved where guys get heated and they're yelling at each. This is a public.
And this isn't ending until a judge decides who was in the right and who was in the wrong.
Correct.
Like this, it's not as if the Karlssons, based on the way I read it, all of a sudden in 48 hours they're going to change their minds and be like, you know what, forget it, we rescind that.
No.
We're not going to, like, they have decided we are fully invested.
They have drawn the line in the sand.
Absolutely. We are fully invested in finding out who was behind this, but furthermore, we think it's you.
Yeah.
Like, you are the one that we believe is the one behind this.
Right.
So there's no walking that back. Just is no walking that back. And the reality is that you, like, the average person can't conclude who's behind the anonymous accounts. I would assume they paid people to look into this.
Absolutely.
Or they approached the cops, and maybe the cops were under an obligation to do it.
There is NHL security.
No charges have been filed.
NHL security would be involved in this, because there are layers to this. They're both players on the team. They both belong to the same union. And this is a spat that's beyond 2018. Because I can't think of a spat that I went through in my career. I know wives would argue. I know one wife would get hammered in the wives' room during the game and say something about somebody else's kid, you know, being lazy
it's
or
never
whatever.
Ending.
Like
never ending.
It happens all the time. But Brian, you even said it. It happens in all pro sports, all walk of life. But this one, like, this is 2018 where somebody has gone out of their way to create false accounts. Again, if this is true, from the Hoffman's standpoint, to create false accounts and spew hatred.
Well, the sensitivity of bringing this stillborn child into
that's
it,
garbage. It's Bush, because
it's
I mean,
well, imagine what Mike Hoffman's going to do if he asked his fiance, like, was this you? And she said, no, that wasn't me. And it ultimately comes out that it.
Well, that's where he's in a very.
It's just an absolute gong show.
Yeah, he's in a very precarious position. Both of the players are. Because
they can never go back in the same locker room again.
I can't picture
it,
but you can't. You got to support your wife and your fiance.
Absolutely.
So if Karlsson's wife is like, you know, I've had enough. Blah blah blah. We're doing this. We're doing that. Karlsson's, you're along for the ride. And I would think on the flip side, if Hoffman approached his fiance and she told him, "I'm telling you, I didn't do it," Okay, well, I'm going to support you then.
So the problem, sorry, Brian.
What else are you going to do?
The problem is, you can't just sit on this and let the information people sort it out, because, like I said, we're going to be talking about this for months until it gets sorted out.
The third party is the Ottawa Senators, and how much did they know? When did they know it? And what have they been doing to resolve it in the background?
Right.
Did they find out in November that this could be the case? If so, why was Mike Hoffman still on the team?
Well,
or, you know, like, that's a big question for me. Because Hoffman's name has been out there. We know Carlson's getting dealt. Like, that feels like a lot. It was a lock before this story came out. Feels like they just need to get out of Ottawa and it's a gong show. So we felt like Carlson was getting traded anyway. But Mike Hoffman's name has been on the trade block for a year or two.
He's been linked to I don't know how many teams. But is it linked because he was underperforming? But you have to wonder why this team was such a disaster on so many levels. You imagine if this happened, let's just say, in November last year, and you played the whole season with it, and, oh, you know, where there's teams that have a core or some sort of problem that isn't resolved in the dressing room, it's the team is fractured.
Oh, yeah.
And it pours out onto the ice.
Well, that's a good point, too. If the play, like, who's to say Carlson didn't confront Hoffman and there's been real
sparks
issues between the two of them the whole year.
And you're trying to keep a team together. And like I said, that's why on some level, because I'm around this team so much, my heart breaks for them, because I can't imagine the depth this has gone to. If the allegations which she put forth, Carlson's wife said this has been going on since 2017. March, was it? March
of November of 2017.
Okay, so this is 6 months ago.
Yeah, it's the whole season, basically. Where Carlson and his wife allege that Mike Hoffman's fiance has been harassing them online with fake Twitter and Instagram.
So this goes on for 6, 7 months, 8 months, and you're trying to play hockey. You're on the same planes. You have a Christmas party. Like, who's not coming? Who's showing up? Like, there's so many different levels to this, and guaranteed it has boiled to a head where there's been words exchanged on I'm sure several levels.
Well, luckily for them, they got the best owner in hockey that is overseeing everything. So I'm sure Eugene Melnick would be all over this.
Eugene Melnick.
That's the worst part about it, is when the dust settles, you've got a gong show from top to bottom. You've got an owner who is, they all can't stand him in Ottawa. He hasn't done himself any favors. Now you've got an assistant GM who's not out in the forefront, but is in legal trouble, I mean, to put it lightly, in Buffalo. And now your superstar, and your star, I mean, Mike Hoffman's a star.
Two star players. Outside of Mark Stone, those are the, I mean, Mark Stone would be the number two star player behind Carlson.
Yeah, Carlson, Stone, and then maybe Duchesne and Hoffman on our
similar level.
Exactly,
right there.
That's, like, this is the,
it's the
upper echelon of your organization. An ultimate tire fire.
And as much, Pierre Dorion comes on the show, we love him. Can you imagine what type of predicament he's been put in? Imagine these guys picks up the phone and goes, calls Edmonton, you guys need left wing help. You know, Mike Hoffman's available. We don't want that.
Well, at the very least, if I'm another GM throughout the league, you cannot trade for Mike Hoffman until you have an answer on this.
Exactly.
You cannot acquire him, and you cannot bring him into the fold and express to your fans that you just got a guy who may have known about this kind of stuff that was going on, that his wife or his fiance has been accused of. So now, let's say,
and by the way, there was already questions about his kind of, like, you know, what's he all about? Is he a gamer? Yeah. Has he got character? Has he got balls?
Yeah, for lack of better words, there were questions about his character. For lack of better words, because I didn't question it. But Brian brought up,
I'm just saying,
point.
It's out there. I was already wondering, does this guy care about hockey, whatever character?
Yeah,
and then this stuff goes on top of it. It's like, I wouldn't touch the guy. No way.
Not right now. Fairly or unfairly.
That's the problem.
He may not have a clue. This may not be. It may not be the case that they're behind it or his fiance is behind it. I don't care. You cannot take him on right now.
Yeah. No way.
You cannot trade for Mike Hoffman.
This is the
take him off the trade bait list. Off. He can't be on it.
This is the ultimate.
Frank Saravalli should take him off the list.
He has to be deleted.
This is the ultimate, though.
Immediately.
This is the ultimate 2018, though. Could you imagine? I would love to see a redemption case where, like, this guy, say he was innocent. What would happen then?
Well, Hoffman is not being accused. It's his fiance.
I'm just saying the situation. Because
How many times, if I was innocent and this stuff came out, I would sue the other people and say, you know what? You screwed up my life and made a pain in the ass for me. Or, I'm going to sue your ass.
Or if I actually didn't know my fiance lied to me, it's a must breakup situation. To maybe save your career, kind of like Colangelo.
Right.
But we had that conversation. Is he going to get divorced because of all of these allegations with the Twitter burner accounts and all that kind of stuff? But would it pop into his mind, in order for me to prove to the rest of the NBA that I had no idea that this was going on, I almost have to do that.
But here's the thing, though. If Mike Hoffman...
Keep her on the side.
...breaks up with his fiance, isn't that admitting guilt?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think if you sell it that she lied to me and I had no idea...
But
that,
you're admitting her guilt.
Yeah, you would be. But if the courts determine that she's guilty, then... What Mike Hoffman says.
Well, can't he come
out
and just say, I had no idea what the hell she was doing? Like, I'm not around her 24 hours a day.
He can't do that now because then he incriminates her.
But he did just come out and say, we have no idea. Like, he included her. We 150% deny this allegations. So that's what I'm saying. It should be, and it is in the legal courts, it should be, okay, go and prove it. But in the real world... It's the Hoffmans are guilty and the Carlsons are victims, which it seems like that's the case. That's like you said, why would you go and file a harassment claim if you didn't have damn proof?
Well, and furthermore,
you know what I mean? The heater. You got to have the heater. You got to know where it came from.
Or you didn't feel like Ottawa resolved the issue. You know, who's to say they didn't go to the Senators organization months ago and said, listen, we believe this is what's going on. What are you going to do about it?
Right.
And they finally concluded that Ottawa's not going to take care of it. The courts have to take care of it.
This is an ESPN 30 by 30 in itself.
Yes, it is.
Colangelo, I mean, that's the world we live in, but this, in the last, 2 weeks is...
Colangelo, Carlson,
Jeremy Schaaf
Hoffman.
Is coming with the heater with this Twitter burner stuff.
Yeah, well...
It's sooner or later.
It's only going to continue.
Yeah,
going to be more. Like, more stuff's coming out.
You know, it's funny. I when you guys were asking if we had burner Twitter accounts, I forgot. I have another Twitter account, but it's from TSN. It's the Post to Post. But I haven't tweeted on it in like 4 years.
Shut that thing down.
But I was trying to get on it the other day. I'm like, I don't know the password. You forget it.
Shut it down.
But it's run by like TSN. Like,
what a crazy story.
It is crazy. Can you imagine, like you say... These guys are trying to play hockey with this nonsense going on.
Well,
if it was known since November.
This is also a team that finished second last, has the fourth pick in this draft, doesn't have a first rounder next year.
Yeah.
Gave that up for the Matt Duchene deal.
Yeah.
And I don't know how they're supposed to handle that. Like, there's a part of me with this gong show now developing and how I feel like it's only going to somehow carry over to next season.
This is not going into next season. Carlson's going first. Hoffman's going second.
Right.
And they're both going to be removed from the situation.
And actually, Ottawa...
There's no other way around this.
The Senators may end up ahead at some point out of this because of what they get for assets for Carlson.
Okay, but here, let me paint a picture for you how this continues.
Okay.
Journalism keeps it alive. And what I mean by that is, in 2 months, a report comes out. Anonymous sources suggest Eugene Melnyk knew about it, didn't do anything about it.
Well, then you got another absolute sideshow.
Absolutely. But why is that out of the realm of belief?
Yeah, like if Eric Carlson went up to Eugene Melnyk and said, look, this guy's fiance is abusing my wife on social media, make something happen about or do something about it, and he did nothing, then you got it, like
here's
but that's
what
how
an absolute circus from the outdoor game, the Melnyk comments, to Alfredson leaving, to this crap. It's insane.
Just for date's sake, let's work backwards from it a little bit. When did Erik Karlsson lose his son? Was it after the trade deadline or before?
I don't remember. We can look that up.
I think it was.
I don't know.
I think it was right around
that. I don't know. I can't even talk about that.
I know. Believe me, we all have our own personal stories. My point being is that if that's when the line was crossed, because by all accounts, that's when this burner account was making awful comments.
Well, those are the ones we know about. Like, Carlson's wife said in court that this woman said over 1,000 comments.
Right.
So that's the one where we know about, but right. who knows what else was being.
But that's where I think out. They had to have done their work, because you just don't come out and blurt out. Like, we got people that are bugging us every day, and we just don't come out and say, you know what, that's Mullen's brother doing that. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
it's
you have
Larry.
To do work.
It's Larry.
Yeah, it's Larry
Mullen. Tell yeah. Larry Mullen.
Larry Mullen has, I've blocked him like on
you just,
Twitter
you
because
you cannot
he's been
come
chirping
out and
me.
Just say, I think that person doesn't like me. It's them. You have to know.
No, you're right. That's you can't just. It's not a hunch. You have to be 100%.
Well, you're dumb if it's a hunch.
Well, this is going to be just a soap opera of all time. Like, the draft begins
in
a week Friday. Yeah, week Friday. And guess what? Do you think Pierre Dorion's going to be asked about when Pierre? I'll bet you he doesn't even speak with the media.
Well, he has to. I mean, you're
does he? I guess he does. But you and you. You're right. He has to, but...
But there's nothing he can say. It's an ongoing investigation.
I know, but there's going to be questions. Like, he's not implicated in any of this, so...
No, but if he... if the thing is I honestly believe at that point, as a manager, your hands could be tied, because this is your best player and a piece that you're probably trying to trade to get value back.
Well, that's
because Mike Hoffman is a... this guy's a 25 goal scorer.
But how about the value of Carlson? Like, now...
I know.
Like, now... Again, to your point, though, it feels like it was a lock anyway. I don't think anybody expected him to come back.
Right.
But how does this change the conversation of leverage?
No, he's like, gone. He's gone.
No, I know that. But what can Ottawa right. ask for in return?
For Erik Karlsson, you mean?
For Erik Karlsson. When the whole league knows you got to get rid of him or he's yeah. walking for free next year, there's so no chance he's sticking around.
There could have been a package of multiple picks and prospects and stuff.
And maybe now. Hoffman was included in one of the big deals.
Correct.
Maybe it was Karlsson, Hoffman, and something else for just a blockbuster, and all of a sudden that's not that can't happen.
You're right. Like, that's it changes the business of what Pierre Dorion has to deal with. Man,
everything.
This is crazy.
What a story. I mean, we got a new head coach in Toronto, Nick Nurse.
We haven't got to
it. We haven't even mentioned it yet.
26 minutes in.
All right, we'll get to Nurse. We'll get to this conversation about his hiring. He's the new guy here in Toronto with the Raptors. But we're going to continue to just hammer away at this story all day. Out of Ottawa, courtesy of the Ottawa Citizen, I believe it was. But really, it's the court system where Erik Karlsson and his wife have accused the fiance of Mike Hoffman of harassing them online for months, and we're talking hundreds if not thousands of tweets and Instagram comments that were just absolutely deplorable.
Yeah.
And regardless of who's behind it, those comments did happen.
Yes.
Like, those things,
I remember reading it that day.
Karlsson and his wife read this kind of stuff, so whoever sent them,
yeah, it,
obviously you're just the scum of the earth. But this is just wild. This is a wild story. So we're going to be all over this all afternoon. We'll get someone out of Ottawa. Ray's coming up. Bob McKenzie's coming up later this afternoon. Tom Stirner, former assistant coach with the Raps. He was an assistant coach with Nick Nurse here in Toronto as well. He'll join us in about an hour. Overdrive continues on the TSN app. Overdrive is delivered by Skip the Dishes. Skip the Dishes delivers the food you want from the restaurants you love. Place your order using the Skip the Dishes app or online at skipthedishes.com. Mike Hoffman might want to download that app. I wouldn't be going out in public in Ottawa anytime soon. Make sure you get skipthedishes.com.
Man. Who do you think's first? Like, if you're Pierre, who do you... Like, I think it's Karlsson out, and then Hoffman, you're next. And then Randy Lee, you're probably next after that.
That's the thing. Like, the assistant GM is in court in Buffalo next week.
For harassing the driver of the shuttle.
Allegedly,
sorry.
But a
like,
spicy
what a disaster.
Meeting.
I mean.
I know. And coming off a season like that was just tire fire after tire fire, grenade after grenade.
Yeah,
the fans and the owner don't get along.
Murphy.
They don't know where they're going to be playing in the future. They're hoping they can move the rink.
Anyway, go to skipthedishes.com.
Yeah, get to skipthedishes.com. Nick Nurse is the new man with the Raptors. Took about, what, a month? Month and a half to figure out that the assistant coach who's been here for 5 years is just the guy anyway.
Don't like it. I think it's Mickey Mouse, but I tweeted to you earlier. You said Nick Nurse's job is to figure this out. You can't figure out not good enough, Hazy B.
We'll get to that in 2 minutes. Isn't this just so typical? the Ottawa Senators stealing the limelight from Toronto. Ottawa's always doing this to us. The Raptors finally announced their head coach, Nick Nurse. Well, they didn't even announce it. It's just being reported. Adrian Wojnarowski with a Woj bomb this morning that Nick Nurse is the guy who got the job, and he's been on the Raptors staff for 5 years as an assistant coach. But big bad Ottawa, always about them. They're always stealing the limelight in this province. And they just don't give Nick Nurse the opportunity to have his day. Or the Raptors, because of this story about the Carlsons and the Hoffmans. And we'll get back into that later this afternoon. But Nick Nurse, who, again, has been an assistant coach with the Raptors for 5 years. So he's been there for all of these meltdowns against Cleveland. And he either didn't have an answer for it, or if he did, he didn't sell Dwayne Casey on applying it.
Yeah, but...
And this is a very uninspiring hire because... Again, it's an assistant coach who's been here for 5 years. And
you waited months to do it.
What took you so long? It leads me to believe he was hoping someone else was maybe going to take the gig or
was going
to be in on the gig.
You know my philosophy on firing a coach. You only do it unless you got a better guy or a guy that you think is off the charts waiting. You don't fire your coach out of disappointment, anger, and then all of a sudden scramble and say, oh, you know what, we're going to go back to our assistant.
But do you know what?
You interviewed some guy in Lithuania. And then you came back to your... It's just,
I'm fine with him firing him right away because he allows him to get another job. Plus, I just didn't like... I remember, oh, you even said it. You didn't like the way it was handled because Casey did a year-end media availability.
Oh, yeah, they wheeled him out in front of the media. You
so I'm fine with letting him go and doing your due diligence. They're not playing anyways, but you do have to have somebody in place moving forward because... You got to shape your roster. You want them involved in the process of shaping your new roster.
Well, I took more issue with the fact that Masai Ujiri did not explain why he got rid of Casey. He still, to this day, hasn't explained it. Like, there's a fan base in Toronto that's just accepted that it had to happen. But, like, when we had him on, we kept peppering him. Like, give us an example of what you saw that you didn't like. And I was peppering him.
You were
I sucked
Larry.
You guys into it all.
We kept peppering him. Like this Larry King put his glasses on and just went.
Suspenders were tight that day, but I think it was a reasonable question.
It was.
And I think it will continue to be whenever they announce Nick Nurse. Okay, explain to me again why Casey had to go, and a guy who's been on his staff for 5 years is now the answer.
Yeah.
And I don't know what that answer is going to be. I don't know if Masai has that answer.
Right.
Outside of change just for the sake of change. But not that much change because a guy who's been here for 5 years is still going to be the head coach of the team.
Exactly.
So, you know, I think this gets down to what this turns into because it's an unsexy hiring because he's an assistant coach who's been here for a while. This turns into a debate over your faith in Masai Ujiri. This is the same thing as what we just experienced with Shanahan and Dubas.
Right.
Shanahan chose Dubas over Hunter and Lou Lamoriello. Yeah. Okay. I have faith in Shanahan because of what he's shown us.
Right.
Masai Ujiri, I think, has done an adequate job. He's done a good enough job. I don't think he's done a great job.
No, they've had a team that's had regular season success.
Regular season success, couldn't get over the top in the playoffs. He inherited Lowry, DeRozan, Valanciunas, and Casey. Those are all Brian Colangelo guys. Mm-hmm. 60% of your starting rotation and your head coach. All courtesy of Colangelo. So... I think there's still more to give here for Masai, but him handing over the reins to Nick Nurse, who's, I think, 50 years old. This isn't some young up-and-coming wizard. He's been around the game for a long time. He's been an assistant here for 5 years. How much faith do you have in Masai picking the right guy? And we'll find out.
Yeah.
We'll find out.
Time will tell. That's the...
Time will tell. And it's a tough gig that Nurse has taken over, too. Like, he's franchise record in wins. More than likely, the coach of the year just got fired.
Right.
Second round, as a minimum, are the expectations. Minimum, you get to the second round of the playoffs. Minimum.
But that's the thing. They could have a worse season next year. It won't matter. 59 is tough to top.
He probably won't do that, and I don't think it's fair to tag that to
him. But that's what I'm saying. So say they do 50 next year. It all comes down. Could be down on it, but if they have playoff success, we're not even going to be able to judge Nurse's body of work.
You're right.
Until after the playoffs.
Until
next
the
year.
Playoffs.
It's so, all big picture. Like you, it's like Charles Barkley, and we even talked about it our first day on the air this year. It's like the NBA season's coming up. We know what's going to happen at the end. It's going to be Cleveland and Golden State. And for Nick Nurse, it's very simple. Big picture. We're going to get to the playoffs, or we're going to win enough games. But can DeMar and Kyle not choke in the playoffs? and can we actually get it done? Like, just fast forward it right to the right to the go-to moment. And you're not going to beat LeBron. Those two guys can't beat LeBron. So if you're not going to upgrade the roster for this guy, then
yeah, what are you doing here?
What are you doing?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think there's a lot of truth in that. I mean, again, he's been on the staff for 5 years. If he had the answer, yeah,
you
to
said
how
it.
You
you're
beat
like
LeBron,
it's his job to figure out how to beat LeBron. He was on the bench for the playoff. They're not good enough to do that.
Unless he went to Masai.
If you don't upgrade the roster and make a major change on the roster, then don't expect anything different from this guy. It's going to be the same garbage.
Unless he went to Masai and said, I wanted Dwayne to do this. He didn't do this. You need to go get me this player, and I guarantee you I can do that. There's got to be some sort of...
I don't think he would have had enough leverage to do that.
He's got no leverage. He's an assistant. He's never been a head coach in the NBA.
I know. He's dying to get that job. You're not going to make demands.
It's not about that, but in your meetings,
you have to sell...
The general manager. You have to sell the manager and say, this is why I'm the best choice for head coach. I can take that same roster, or if you're deciding to do X, Y, and Z, I believe this is what I can do. It's a sell job.
It most certainly is. And it's not as if he wasn't competing with other people. He was competing with Messina down in San Antonio. Masai interviewed the coach in Lithuania. Mike Budenholzer, who I think he may have been targeting, took the gig in Milwaukee, so took himself out of the running. But Jerry Stackhouse was in the running.
But if you're Masai, isn't the first question you ask any of these candidates, what would you do differently with the team that I have?
Absolutely, but this is where I find it hard to believe you don't respond to whatever Nick Nurse had to say by saying, well, why didn't you tell Casey to do that?
And if he said, I did.
Maybe he did.
And, you know, Dwayne Casey felt that this was the way to go and it didn't work out.
And as the head coach, Casey has the right to veto.
Right.
He has the right to do whatever he wants to do as the head coach. And now Nurse has the right to do whatever he wants.
Right.
But that's where it's difficult, I think, for a lot of Raptors fans to understand how Nick Nurse is going to have the answer against LeBron, presuming he stays in the East, which he may not.
Right.
Or simply just have the answer to spark DeRozan and Lowry and this roster to playoff success. How do you get it today if you didn't have it the past 5 years when you're on the bench?
Right.
I don't know the answer to that.
It's crazy.
That's what they're putting their faith in Nick Nurse having that answer. Ultimately, it's on the players. You know, coaching accounts for, what, 10% of success, 20% of success, depending on the sport.
But it can put you over the top.
It absolutely can.
And it should put you over the top when you have a team that is maybe average on paper. For lack of better words, I believe the Raptors are better than that, but I'm just trying to tie it back to hockey.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at Vegas. Gerard Gallant certainly had a hand in Vegas having success.
Absolutely.
So the coach can put you over the top or at least steer you in the direction.
If they weren't important, you wouldn't even have a coach.
Exactly.
Of course the coach factors into the culture, to the work ethic, to the playbook, to the interaction with the players, all that kind of stuff. So Nurse is the guy, and I'm sure we'll get him on over the next few days. And
yeah.
I don't know if we'll get Masai on again anytime soon, but the draft is next week, and free agency's around the corner. And this whole offseason in the NBA is just going to be bedlam.
Yeah.
Where's LeBron going? What's going to happen with Kawhi Leonard? Paul George? There's a million different things that could happen. So Tom Stirner in about 45 minutes on the hiring of Nick Nurse as the new head coach here in Toronto. Ray Ferraro in about 20 minutes, and Andrew Hammond's wife has chimed in on Twitter about the Carlson.
Why would you want to get involved? We haven't even talked about Ovi going Corey Crawford.
Ovi had his own Corey Crawford moment today at the Cup Parade in Washington.
Man, there was a lot of people there, boy.
It was packed.
Looked good.
It was packed.
Yeah, it looked really good.
Yeah. So we'll get back into the Carlson Hammond stuff and Ovi. There's a ton of different things going on today. Overdrive continues, TSN 1050. All right, so we've been talking about this Carlson-Hoffman story, and we'll recap all the details to kick off the 5 p.m. hour, but long story short, Erik Karlsson's wife has gone to court trying to get basically a restraining order against Mike Hoffman's fiance for allegedly cyberbullying and harassing her online for months. And now Marley Hammond, who's Andrew Hammond's wife, I believe, Hammond, formerly of the Ottawa Senators, now in Colorado.
Right.
She jumps on Twitter because her voice has to be heard in all of this. And she says, quote, "Oh man, if you only knew how unsurprising this actually is. Horrible, just horrible. And the worst part of all of this is how Melinda Curry Carlson just wanted to keep this private because she's that nice of a person, even when a person can be this cruel to her. So now
she's basically pointed the finger at Hoffman's fiance and said, like, guilty. Doesn't surprise me.
Basically corroborating the allegation. Saying, based on what she's saying, is
what I know
Hoffman's
of this lady,
fiance is an absolute piece of work.
Yeah.
And I'm not surprised at all that she would be doing something like this.
And these wives' rooms.
It's a wild scene, man. Ray's coming up. Ray Ferraro on this story. Oliver Ekman-Larsson on the verge of a long-term deal down in Arizona.
Crazy, man.
And the draft right around the corner, free agency right around the corner. And the Raptors are about to make it official. Nick Nurse, the new head coach of their team. Tom Stirner, former assistant here in Toronto, will join us at 5:30.
You've been listening to Overdrive, delivered by Skip the Dishes. Skip the Dishes delivers the food you want from the restaurants you love. Place your order using the Skip the Dishes app or online at skipthedishes.com.